From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And here are some of the business stories we're following. President Obama is in Phoenix today to outline his plan to overhaul the mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The president is backing a bipartisan Senate bill to wind down those companies and end the guarantee of a federal bailout. Also in the news, Apple is offering a USB trade-in program after a woman in China was electrocuted while charging her phone with a third-party adapter. So if you bring an adapter to Apple, they will sell you one of theirs for half price, about $10. That program starts on August 16th. And while we're talking cell phones, what are consumers to do now that at least three of the biggest carriers, Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, are making it easier and cheaper to upgrade smartphones? How do you decide which plan makes the most sense for your usage and your finances? Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal has been looking into that, and he's with us now from New York with answers. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, first, tell us what these companies are offering exactly and how that differs from the standard cell phone contracts.
Well, what they're beginning to do now is to try to reduce their own costs in terms of smartphones that are really expensive. They used to pick up the full cost of upgrades, the full cost of your purchase of or nearly the full cost of the purchase of an expensive iPhone, where it only cost you $100, it cost them $600, but then you're on a contract for a long time. Now they're moving in the direction of shorter contracts, but adding to your bill just a little bit more each month. So basically amortizing the cost of purchasing it over the period of your contract. But then the other thing that's happening with all these services is they're recognizing that more and more people want to move towards a service where they don't have a plan, where they don't have a long-term commitment. And so prepaid is now becoming much more popular. A third of Americans are on prepaid plans.
Well, I assume that that's not something that they love. I would gather that they would be happy that you're locked into a contract for a couple of years.
Well, you'd think so, but the thing is that plans are still so complicated, and when you really look at all the options that are out there, people tend to stay with the plans that they are already on. So once they've got you into their system, they're pretty confident that you're going to stick around, even if you're comparing prices. And you know what they found is that only about 1% of customers have left AT&T and Verizon each month. 2% leave Sprint and T-Mobile, and that's even with all the advertising that's going on out there. So what they really found is that people are tired of spending, you know, a ridiculous amount for the monthly service if they can get, you know, a cheaper phone, or they can buy the phone on their own. And so the four major carriers are all now going into this turf. AT&T recently bought Leap Wireless. They bought it in July for $1.2 billion, and that's to expand their current prepaid service.
Well, so do you have any tips for us, Jason? What are consumers to do when trying to pick? I remember the last time I went to look, I feel locked into the company that I use because I already have unlimited data usage, and if you sign up for a new contract with a different company, you might not get that.
That's right. You've been grandfathered in.
Yes.
But the interesting thing on that is, you know, you need to look at your data usage. And that really is the critical factor, because we created a calculator at Wall Street Journal for figuring out what your best deal is. And what really differentiates them is how much they charge you for data. So if you're using a lot of data, then you probably it's good to stick with what you got, although they can drop you if you're using way more than they think that you should. But on the other hand, you can go with Sprint, you can go with AT&T. You can go with Sprint, and you can also go with T-Mobile and pay a lot less, but you'll have less coverage. So there's so many factors that go into the calculus of what you should be doing.
Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, and we will put the cell phone plan calculator up at our website, hereandnow.org. We're back in a minute with more Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.